In the coming days, I distributed the dollars, 100 or 200 at a time, in small bills around the contacts I had learned by heart over many a night from Derry and Ugo's list. It was a matter of leaving an envelope addressed to a false name with the barman at such and such a cafe near the Fontana di Trevi, or folding a couple of 50s into a copy of Dante's Inferno and replacing it on the shelf in the back of an antiquarian bookshop in a side street by the Scala Santa. An elderly Carmelite sister visiting the Colosseum stood close to me as our impromptu group listened to the guide conjure the well-worn marvels. 80,000 hooting Romans, brandishing fists, eating still warm entrails, the flooding of the arena for naval spectaculars. The sister returned to the convent with $300 she hadn't had when she arrived, and an escaped Canadian tail gunner disguised as a monk.